Shalom to all. Today's office of Staff Membeis, and we are starting about the ninth line with the words Tanur Rabbanon. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Mem Sarabas Biaka Moshe, Hernish, Amash, and Havan Aliyah. And the Gemara tells us Tanur Rabbanon, we have a Braisa, Hitel Al Karen, Oyal Gedil, Kshera. If he had tied his tzitzis literally onto the actual corner of the Beged, not a little bit off the corner, but on the corner or on the Gedil, which is basically the hem, it's like a thick string or some sort of design that's on the edge of the Beged, so that's kosher, it's not a problem. However, Blazer Yaakov, Paisel Bashtaner, Blazer Ban Yaakov, Paisel's both of these. And Kamado Zahad, the Rav Gidol Amar Rav, according to whom is the following memra that was said by Rav Gidol B'Shem Rav, tzitzis tzricha shetehei noy tefes ala karen, tzitzis have to be literally dripping on the karen, which means they have to be hanging onto the karen, dahainu, they have to be tied on the side of the beged, that means the beginning of the length of the tzitzis is going onto the corner, not that they're starting from the corner and going down, but they're starting a little bit above the corner and then touching the corner. How do we know this? Because the pasuk says, al kanfi begdehem, on the corner of the beged, which means the tzitzis is supposed to be a little bit above the corner and then going onto it. So who's this like? Come on, Kribbel Ezer ben Yaakov. It's Kribbel Ezer ben Yaakov, who had just said that if the tzitzis are tied to the actual corner of the beged, then it's not valid. And Amar Yaakov, Amar Yechanan, further clarifying this, v'tzarch sheyarchik mali kesher gudal, that when a person ties their tzitzis to their beged, meaning when they make the hole and they thread the strings through and they're going to tie that first knot, that hole has to be distance a full length of the kesher gudal. Kesher means the knuckle, gudal means of the thumb. In other words, from the tip of the thumb until the first knuckle, that distance is how much the hole has to be off of the corner of the beged. And we further clarify, v'esoch Rav Papa, v'esoch Rav Yaakov, we have to have both a member of Papa and Rav Yaakov. In the previous Gemara, we had learned Shitas Rav Papa, that the hole which the stitches are inserted has to be three finger breaths off the corner. And over here, Rav Yaakov is saying very similar, that it has to be Meloy Kesher Gudal. So we need both of these opinions. Why is this? Deemed Rav Papa, if we only had Rav Papa, Havamina would think, Toch Gimel Deloy Lirchik Tfei, that it has to be within three finger breaths of the corner. It's not going to be more than that. It can't be distanced further than that. However, if it comes to the Mikra of Mali, the closer to the corner it is, the better. Therefore, it's Rabbi Yaakov. We have to Rabbi Yaakov saying that it's not allowed to be any closer than the distance between the tip of the thumb and the first knuckle. And if we did Rabbi Yaakov, if we just had Rabbi Yaakov, Havamina would think that Mali Kesher Gudol Deloy Lekriv Tvei, that the whole of the tzitzis is not to be any closer to the edge than the distance from the edge of the thumb until the first knuckle. But if it comes to the Rachik Mali, the further away from the corner it is, the better. Tzricha, that's why we have to have Rav Papa saying that it can't be more than three finger breaths off the edge. So that's where the hole is supposed to be placed, in between Rav Yaakov's shear and Rav Papa's shear. Now Ravina of Rav Sama, Haviyosvi Kamed Rav Ashi, Ravina of Rav Sama were sitting in front of Rav Ashi, Chazir Rav Sama, Lekarni de Glimi de Ravina. Rav Sama saw the corner of the garment of Ravina, de Sasar, that it was torn, Ubatsar Meloy Kesher Gudal, and the distance of the hole to the edge of the garment was less than Meloy Kesher Gudal, than this amount of from the edge of the thumb to the first knuckle. So Amalei, he told him, Loisov Lamar Lahadrab Yaakov, don't you hold it where Yaakov says? So Amrlay responded to him, Bishas Asiya Itmar. That was only said at the time of Asiya. When you're first making the tzitzis, you have to make sure that the hole is not closer than this to the edge of the garment. But if it was already made Bekashras and later on it got torn, it's not a problem even if it's a little closer. Now, after he responded to this, Ichsef, Rav Sama got embarrassed. So Amrlay Rashi told him, Loi Tiskeflach, it shouldn't be harsh for you. You shouldn't worry about this because Chad Minayu Ketrei Minun, one of them is like two of us, and Ravina was from Eretz Yisrael. In essence, he was telling Rav Sama, one chacham from Eretz Yisrael is like two of chachamim from Bavel, so that's why he's sharper than us, and you don't have to worry about this, that he, so to speak, bested you in this discussion. And now we discuss how many strings are needed to be placed in each corner. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Rami Dalid, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov would take four strings, V'ayflu Maif, and then he would fold them over, so that's eight strings, Uma'ayluhu Beglima, then he would put them into the hole in his garment, V'aviklu Mevek, and then he would slip them in each other. In other words, he would make a slip knot out of them, just taking the edges of the strings, putting them into the hole. Again, he would take the four strings, fold them over so it's a total of eight, and then he would put the eight strings into the hole, and then fold those over for a total of 16 strings, and slip the two edges in through the loop that he made. So now we have 16 strings around the corner, and that's because Kasavar Be'inan Tamanya Beglima, he holds that there has to be eight strings inside the garment, and when they're folded over, that's a total of 16. And where does this come from? Ki'echid l'have a gedil gedilim b'makim psil, that's that there could be gedil gedilim in the place where the psil is. In other words, he darshans the pasuk of gedilim tasalacha, as in gedil, that's four, and gedilim is eight, and so it has to actually be eight strings, which is folded over till 16. However, Rabbi Medifti, Rami Tamanya, Rabbi Medifti, he would place eight strings inside the hole, the inhu shitsar, that's a total of 16 when that's folded over, v'loy avik lehu, but he would not make them into slip knot, like we just said before. And Marbrej Ravina, avid kedidon, Marbrej Ravina did just like we do, which is four strings placed in the hole, folded over, over, and that's eight. Now, Rav Nachman Ashkel Rav Adar Bar Ava, Rami Chutei, Vekamavar Chalasus Tzitzis. Rav Nachman encountered Rav Adar Bar Ava, who was putting strings inside, and he made a bracha of Lasus Tzitzis. So Amar Lei, he told him, My Tzitzi Shamana, what is this Tzitzi that I'm hearing? He was being a little bit degrading, or maybe perhaps poking a little bit of fun at him by calling this Tzitzi as opposed to Tzitzis. In other words, he's asking, where are you getting this from that you're supposed to make a bracha? Hachi Amar Rav, this is what Rav said, Tzitzis ain't Sricha Bracha. That Tzitzis, when they're being made, they don't need a bracha. Now, Kinachan Ashi Rav Huna, and Rav Huna was Nefter when he passed away. He was Rosh Hashiva. All Rav Chizda Lemirma Durava Durav. Rav Chizda went up. Now, Rav Chizda was basically Rosh Hashiva, and he came to ask a question Rav on Rav. He asked as follows, Ami Amar Rav, Tzitzis ain't Sricha Bracha. Does Rav really say that Tzitzis don't need a bracha when they're being made? Va Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda said B'shem Rav, Minat Letzitzis Ba'avi Kacham Shehi Psula. How do we know that Tzitzis made by a guy are pasul? Shemar Kaz, the Pasuk says, Dabar El B'nei Yisrael, Va'asul Hem Tzitzis. B'nei Yisrael Yasu V'lo Yav Tichavim Yasu. That only Yidden make Tzitzis, but not non-Jews. As like more of a Hamai Rumyo, what type of question is this? How do we see from here that Rav holds that a bracha is supposed to be made on Tzitzis? Or Rav Yosef clarifies, Kaz Avar Chizda, Rav Chizda holds, Kol Mitzvah Shekshir Ba'avi Kachavim, Be Yisrael, Ain Tzar Chavarech, any mitzvah that's kosher to be done by a non-Jew. So when a Yid does it, he doesn't make a bracha, whereas Kol Mitzvah Shepsula Ba'avi Kachavim, Be Yisrael, Tzar Chavarech, any mitzvah that cannot be done by a non-Jew, so a Yid does have to make a bracha. And since we just saw that Tzitzis are not allowed to be made by a non-Jew, that means when a Yid makes Tzitzis, he does have to make a bracha. So it's a steer Rav on himself. However, the Gemara right away asks on this, Uklalahu, is this really a general rule? Bahari Mila, the Ksher Ba'avi Kachavim, we know that Mila is kosher to be done by non-Jew. The Tanya of Ebraisa, Yir She'in Ba'Rafi Yisrael, a city that doesn't have a Jewish doctor, V'yesh Ba'Rafi Aramai, but it has a non-Jewish doctor, or V'Rafi Kusi, a doctor that's a Kusi, Yamal Aramai, V'Al Yamal Kusi, Devar Meir. Meir holds that the non-Jew should be the one to do a Mila on the Yiddish Kindalach, but not the Kusi, whereas Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda says, Kusi V'Al Aramai, it should be the Kusi, not the Aramean, and so we see that a non-Jew could do a Mila, and it would be Yisrael Tzarech Lavarech, but a Yid, when he does a Mila, he does have to make a Bracha. The Amar Meir was stated, Hamal, one who does a Mila, Omer, he says, Baruch HaShem Yisrael Tzaysa V'tzivanu Al HaMila. And so we see that this is not a hard, fast rule, because even though a non-Jew is allowed to do a Mila, a Yid still does make a Bracha. So the Gemara answers this, Midi Hu Taima El Rav, isn't this only being asked in Shitas Rav? And Rav, Mifsal Pasel, Rav actually does not allow a non-Jew to do a Mila. The Itmar, because it was stated, Minay LaMila Ba'avi Kacham Shepsula, how do we know that non-Jew is not allowed to do Mila? Dar Bar Papa Mishmei Rav Amar, Dar Bar Papa says the name of Rav. The Pasuk says, V'atas Brisi Tishmar, and you shall guard my bris. And the Pasuk continues by saying, Atav Zarecha Acharecha L'dayraisam. So we see that bris is only for people who keep a bris, who have a bris Mila for all generations, and non-Jews don't have a bris, so therefore non-Jews can't give a bris. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he gives a different source. The Pasuk says, Himol Yimol, and the general translation of this is, one shall surely get a bris Mila. However, the drasha is, Hamol Yimol, one who has a bris mila could give a bris mila, as opposed to a non-Jew who can't give a bris mila. So actually, technically, where we're holding right now, we do have a stira Rav on himself, because Rav is l'shitas that if a non-Jew can't do something, then a Yid would make a bracha, and since a non-Jew is not able to make tzitzis, so technically tzitzis should have a bracha made on them. Says the Gemara, Sukkah miseyele tefillin havet yoftei. Then from Sukkah, we have a raya for what Rabbi Yosef said, but tefillin is going to be refutation to him, because already Sukkah, the ksher by v'kachavim, Sukkah is kosher by a non-Jew, the time you have a braisa, Sukkah is by v'kachavim, Sukkah is Nashim, Sukkah is Behema, Sukkah is Kusiyim, Sukkah Mikol Makayim, Kshera. And so we see from here that a Sukkah made by a non-Jew is kosher. It just has to have proper schach on it. Ubi Yisrael ein sarach levarech. And we see that a Yid does not make a bracha when he makes a Sukkah. Detanyu have a braisa. Ha'ais a Sukkah la'atzmai. When a person makes a Sukkah for himself, Omer, he says, Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, shachiyanu kimanu v'hagiyanu lazman hazeh. So that's a bracha not on the Sukkah, but just a bracha shachiyanu. Whereas Ba'alei Sheva, it's only when he comes to sit in it, Omer, he says, Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, shachiyanu kimanu v'hagiyanu lazman hazeh. Ve'ilu la'asai Sukkah, la'mevarech. But in regards to the bracha of la'asai Sukkah, to make a Sukkah, he does not make such a bracha. So we see that when a non-Jew is able to do the mitzvah, so a Yid does not make the bracha. However, tefillin, to yuftei, tefillin is refutation to this concept, because very tefillin, the psulas by mechavim, tefillin are possible to be made by non-Jew. Tutani Rav Chinur Brid Rav in Parshanya, he teaches the following braisa, membez on bez on top, sefer tar tefillin mezuzas, sheksav and stuki, kusi avik chavim, eved, isha vakatan, momer, psulin, sefer tar tefillin mezuzas, were written by any of these people, and the key over here is, avik chavim, that's possible, shenemar kaz pasuk says, ukshartam, uchsavtam, and you shall tie them and write them. What do we learn from here? Kol sheyesh lahem kshira yesh lahem ksiva. Anyone who has the chiyuv of kshira, which is tying tefillin, so they have the ability to write these things. Whereas kol sheinu kshira einu ksiva. Anyone who doesn't have kshira doesn't put on tefillin, so he can't write these things. Ubi Yisrael ein tzarich levarech. Any yid does not have to make a bracha. D'shalch Rav Chiya b'Rav Huna mishmei Rav Yochanan. Rav Chiya b'Rav Huna sent in the name of Rav Yochanan al tefillin shel yad. Omer When a person actually puts on their tefillin shel yad, he says lo niach tefillin. And al tefillin shel rosh, when he puts on his tefillin shel rosh, he says baruch hashem yishom tzayisav tzivanu al mitzvah tefillin. However, ve'ilu lasos tefillin lo mevarich, when a person makes tefillin, he doesn't make a bracha. As we see from here, this whole premise of Rav Yosef, the Rav holds that if a non-Jew is not able to do it, then a yid would make a bracha on it. That's simply not correct. Therefore, we have a different clarification. El lav hanutam rather, this is the reason kol mitzvah das yasa gemar mitzvah, any mitzvah that we have, that doing that mitzvah is the completion of it. That's it. The mitzvah is over. Kigayin milah, for example, bris milah. Once the milah is done, so it's finished. So afal gavdik sheirba v'kachavim b'Yisrael tzarich levarich. Even if a non-Jew is able to do it, a yid still makes a bracha on it. Whereas v'chol mitzvah das yasa lav gemar mitzvah, any time that the doing of this mitzvah is not the completion of the mitzvah, there's still another step. Kigayin tefillin, for example, writing tefillin or putting them together. There's still the mitzvah to be meiniach to the tefillin, to put them on, to be kosher them on oneself. So afal gavdik psuas b'kachavim, even though they're possible by non-Jew, b'Yisrael ain't it tzarich levarich, a yid does not make a bracha. And with tzitzis b'hakim eflagi, by tzitzis is all machlekes. Rav Chisda holds it does need a bracha when a person simply puts tzitzis on their garment. Rav Nachman holds it doesn't. That's because mar savar chayv es talis hu. Rav Chisda holds that's a chayv of the garment, meaning every single four-cornered garment needs to have tzitzis on it, and therefore every time you put tzitzis on the garment, that's the mitzvah, so you make a bracha on it. Whereas mar savar chayv es gavar hu. Rav Nachman holds it's a chayv on the person, and therefore simply putting tzitzis on the garment is not the mitzvah. It's when the person puts the garment on, that's the mitzvah. Putting the tzitzis on the garment's not a mitzvah, so therefore, according to Rav Nachman, there's no bracha made when tying the tzitzis to the garment. Now we just go back to what we had said on Amud Aleph, quoting Rav, that tzitzis made by non-Jew are not kosher, so Amalei Rav Mordechai Ravashi. Mordechai told Ravashi, Aton Hachim Asnin Sula, this is how you teach it. Whereas Anan, Hachim Asnin Sula, this is how we teach it. Amar Rav Yehuda Rav, Minayin Letzitzis Be'avikham Shekshera. I know if the tzitzis were made by non-Jew, they're kosher. Shenemar Kol Pasuk says, Darbo Bnei Yisrael V'asulam Tzitzis. And over here, we're understanding the words of Asulahem tzitzis, not to mean that they should make for themselves tzitzis, which is how we originally understood it, namely that only Yidden make tzitzis. Rather, Asulahem tzitzis means, and they shall make for them. Dehainu, Yasulahem acherim. Other people could make for them, meaning even non-Jews can make tzitzis for Yidden. And we continue discussing our review of Rav, Asol min ha-koitzim, min ha-nimin, min ha-gradim, psula. If a person made tzitzis from one of these things, they're pasul. And these are all basically the same category. It's some sort of strand coming out of the garment. Koitzim is the unfinished weave at the end of the garment. Nimin is when there was an embroidery at the edge of the garment and there's some sort of threads coming out of it. Gradim is also some sort of fringes coming out. So if you decide to use these extra strings and just add some more on and make them into tzitzis, so that's pasul, that's because it wasn't done lishma, or maybe because it's tasav lo min asui, either which way, they're pasul. However, min asisin, kshera, if it was made from just regular thread that's usually used for weaving and he decided to use that for tzitzis, that's perfectly fine. However, kamrisa kamei de Shmuel, Rabbi Huda says, when I said this in front of Shmuel, Amar, he told me, Afmin Asisim Psula, even if it's made from the season, from this weaving thread, it's possible. Why? Be'ina Tvi'il Lashma, that's because the spinning of the thread for the tzitzis has to be done Lashma, it has to be with intention that these are going to be used for tzitzis, but this wasn't spun like that, it was just made to be regular weaving thread, and therefore it's not used for tzitzis. Actually, says the Gemara Tkananai, this Machlag's Tanaim. In regards to tefillin, Tzipon Zav, if a person covered their tefillin with gold, meaning the batim were made out of gold, Oshatalin or Behematmea, or he hung them, meaning he made the batim out of the hide of a non kosher animal, psulois, they're pasul, whereas arbehema tahira, ksheirois. If you use the hide of a kosher animal, they're kosher. Va'afal pishalat yibdin lishman, even though he didn't tan it, lishma, that he's going to be using them for tefillin. Whereas Rishim Gamaliel, where he says, af arbehema tahira, psulois, ad sheyavdin lishman, even using a hide of a kosher animal is pasul for tefillin until he tans them lishma, as we see from him, machlekes tanaim, whether the hide of the bottom of tefillin has to be processed lishma, and it would be the same thing for the thread that's being used for tzitzis. And then moving on to quite the discussion regarding tcheles. How is tcheles dyed? How does one make the tcheles dye? So Amrle, he told him, one brings the blood of a chilazon and samanim. Chilazon is generally understood as some sort of snail that lives in the ocean, and the dam does not mean its blood. It's referring to some sort of ink sac that comes from this chilazon. So one brings this dam chilazon, other samanim, other herbs, and he puts it in a pot, and he heats it up, he boils it, then he puts a little bit of it into an eggshell, meaning he scoops out some of his dye, puts it in an eggshell, and he's tying it with a piece of wool. We've had this word before. It means he takes a piece of wool just to use as a test to see how good the dye is. And then once he does this, he throws away that eggshell. He gets rid of whatever tchelos is inside of it. And then he burns that piece of wool that was used as a test. Says the Gemara, we learn three things from here. We see from here that the piece of wool that was used as the test is possible, and it's not to be used for regular tzitzis. And ushma mina debein in tzvi lashma. We learn from here that tcheles has to be dyed lashma for tcheles. And ushma mina tima pasla. We also learn from here whatever dye is in this eggshell that was used for the test, anything that's left over pasels, meaning if it falls back into the vat of tcheles, it's going to pasel everything. Ask the Gemara, hold on. Hainu tima psula, hainu tzvi lashma. These seem to be the same exact thing, that by saying that which is used for testing is pasel, that's the same thing as saying that tzviya needs to be done lashma. So Ravashi answers, you're right, it's really matam ka'amar. We're just saying, what's the reason? In other words, matam te'ima psula, mishom de'in and tzviya lashma. Why is it that which was used for testing is pasel? Because we need tzviya lashma. And one more thing about this, ketanoi, this actually machlekes tanoim, says the braisa te'ima psula, that this dye, this tcheles, that was used just for testing is pasel, mishom shenemar klil tcheles. That's because the pasuk says klil tcheles, which literally translated means it has to be completely tcheles, and that tells us that if this dye was once used for something else, it cannot be used for the tcheles, and therefore the test dye, this one that was originally put in this little eggshell, since it was used just for a test, it cannot be now used for tcheles. That's what Gamliel says. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Davayomer, he says that afilu marasheni sheba kasher, even the second appearance, meaning even if it's a slightly different shade of color, because now it's being used the second time, that is kosher, mishum shenemar, because the pasuk says ushni toilas, literally translated this referring to the color red, which in regards to discussion about the Mishkan tells us that certain parts of the Big Day Kahuna were dyed with red wool, but we could also understand it as sheni, the second dyeing, even though this was already used for dyeing something else, still we could use this dye for a second time, and therefore according to him this test dye of tcheles actually would be allowed to be used. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.